A lot of the guys say it's a mental thing. Obviously, as a kicker, though, there are actually things that can't affect what you do. How do you prepare for that, just to go through that situation?
Yeah, you know, like I said, well, you know, I'll go out on Thursday. I'll go out tomorrow and hit balls outside. So it's just, all right, what does it feel like in the cold, all the situations? And like I said, these last couple weeks we've been outside in some, you know, not 1 degree, but, you know, it's been below freezing and, you know, been able to hit some kicks and just, you know, really kind of build into that. So, yeah, you know, for me, it's all pregame. I just go out and pregame, make sure that I have the right cleats on my plant foot. You know, obviously the turf, I don't know what's going to be out, like out there, but sometimes late in the year, it's a little rough. So, you know, just make sure I have good plant and then go out there and trust it. And we'll get, you know, good work with the operation and try to be as solid as possible.
You said extreme. Was 07 extreme? You were one of the few guys who was here for that.
It was, and you know, obviously, there at the end of the year, we end up losing that game pretty bad, and you know, it just I think that made it a little bit colder. You know, I know personally on the sideline, I think I kicked one extra point and two kickoffs, so I was just moving around trying to stay as loose as possible. The wind was howling across the field right into our face, so. Yeah, that was. I still think of that one as one of the colder ones. And even that year, we played, one of the colder games in history here in Lambeau. And for some reason, that one still sticks in my mind as one of the coldest.
How would you describe the physical feeling of kicking a football in that cold weather? I mean, what does it feel like?
Yeah, just descriptive-wise, I mean, the ball, you know, the leather gets really tight and really hard and it's cold, and then, you know, the bladder kind of, you know, restricts a little bit in there, so the sweet spot gets smaller, and, you know, it just feels like slapping a piece of hard leather. I mean, if you go out and kick your tire right now, you're probably kind of getting an idea there. So, you know, it's all about, you know, yeah, ball contact, ball striking, making sure that, you know, my technique fundamentals are, you know, as consistent as possible. And then, you know, just not over swinging, not trying to do too much, not trying to create power out of somewhere. Just doing what I always do and making sure that my ball contact and ball striking is as solid as possible every time.
Max range shrinks, though, quite a bit.
It can, yeah, obviously, you know, depending on wind and all those variables. But, I think that's one of the bigger things, too, is being realistic with that. You know, not trying to stretch it out too far and do something outside of yourself. Make sure that, you know, I get a good, consistent warm-up and make sure that whenever I'm hitting, you know, my max distance, that I'm still getting lift and hitting the ball, you know, well. So those are all things with experience and with things that I've learned over the years of not going out there and just trying to rip a line drive. And if it goes in, all right, you know, I can get it there, but really making sure that that I hit the ball consistently well.
In all the stadiums you've kicked in, what Mark?
Oh, is that?
Where does Soldier Field rank in terms of the challenge with the different winds, different ends, along with the weather you're accustomed to sometimes seeing there?
Yeah, you know, obviously being here in Green Bay, we get to, you know, deal in that a lot. So I think as far as divisions go, here in Chicago, you know, one of the two tougher places to play. You know, obviously, once December hits, you know, the wind, the cold, all the different situations, all the different you know, variables that you have to deal with become very, you know, very tough and challenging. But I also embrace that. I love that. I love you know, that's why I love doing what I get to do. I go out there every day, and it's a different challenge, even though the goal and everything's the same. You know, it's there's always a variable that you have to deal with.